welcome everybody. Tonight, your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer joins the Gulf Oil Companies in presenting the fifth in a new series of programs. Reviews, musical comedies, and dramatic shows. All the varied entertainment forms of Hollywood. So welcome all of you to the Motion Picture Star's own program. Welcome to the Gulf Screen Guild Show. With Bing Crosby, Hugh Herbert, Jane Withers, the Yacht Club Boy, Oscar Bradley, and Hollywood's favorite master of ceremonies, George Murphy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Gulf Screen Guild Show, Hollywood's own program, written, directed, and acted by the greatest names in the motion picture industry for the benefit of the Motion Picture Relief Fund. Each week we present a different type show with a different cast of stars. Last week a variety show, next week a drama starring Olivia de Havilland and Spencer Tracy. Tonight it's a review, directed by Wesley Ruggles and written by Frank Butler and Everett Freeman, under the musical direction of Oscar Bradley. And so, on with the show. And our first Screen Guild star for this evening, the mayor of Studio City...
Don't mention my name, don't mention my name, whatever you do. No, no, no.
Hugh Herbert!
You see, look what you did. You said my name. You've ruined everything. This is awful. It's terrible. Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, 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 wow. Yeah. Don't you mean woo-woo-woo-woo?
Shh, I'm traveling incognito. Don't say that. I like it better than even in Detroit. I got an aunt lives out there. She thinks I'm crazy. Well, I think the same thing about her.
But Hugh, what's the idea of traveling incognito? Are you disgusted with autograph hounds?
Oh, disgusted, terribly. There aren't enough of them at all. I went so far as to change my name. I gave myself a new name.
Well, what new name did you give yourself?
Oh, I'm Daryl Zanuck now.
You keep that up, they'll be giving you a new number.
Yeah?
It so happens that a man named Daryl Zanuck is head of 20th Century Fox Studios.
Oh, he couldn't be very popular then.
What do you mean, not popular?
Oh, yesterday morning I went to 20th Century Fox and said, my name is Daryl Zanuck, and threw me out. Oh, I changed my name.
What do you call yourself now?
I'm 20th Century Fox now.
You deserve to be thrown out. If you wanted to masquerade as Daryl Zanuck, you should have had a polo pony.
Oh, no, a pony. Oh, no ponies, no horses for me. The other day I was at the racetrack, I lost everything. One of those Crosby days, you know? You have a lot of money in your pocket, and all of a sudden, bing.
There's an entrance cue if I ever heard one.
Well, it's Bing Crosby.
This can't be love, because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes. Does not stand still. Hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, 'cause I feel so well. Still I love to look in your eyes.
Oh, thank you, Bing. That was grand. Very swell.
Thanks, George. But what went on there? What was that peculiar, almost deafening cacophony that burst upon me at the end of my last ditty?
Well, in the parlance of the theater, Dr. Crosby, that is what's known as applause.
The theater. Well, that's what happens, huh? I guess I've been hanging around the music hall too long.
Music hall? Hold on there, chum. You're not trying to slip in a little plug for your sponsor, are you?
Well, maybe it was kind of reachy. I should have been a little more crafty.
Uh-oh, that's what I call the old double Crosby. You better clear this up right now. Take it, will you, Johnny Connie?
A lot of people miss some mighty good things just because they never try them. Well, that's why tonight we'd like to make, well, a sporting proposition to those of you who have not yet tried Gulf No-Nox Ethyl Gasoline. Try just one tankful of Gulf No-Nox. That's all we ask. And then see if you're ever again satisfied with ordinary gasolines. You see, you don't need to take the advantages of Gulf No-Nox gasoline on faith. Far from it. You can feel the smoother power it gives your motor. You can hear the way it ends those annoying, pinging motor knocks. And if you're up north, where February means a lot of cold weather, you can tell at once that Gulf No-Nox gives you quicker, easier starting. So won't you just try a tankful tomorrow? And then you'll be the judge of what it can do for your car. Remember the name, Gulf No Knox, and it's the knock-proof gasoline.
Ah, it was very interesting, Johnny Conte. Beautiful. In fact, it was the same plot as my last picture, wasn't it? Was it? Oh, look at George, masquerading. Oh, that's quite a get-up, George. Very good. How did you get so small?
Hey, wait a minute, Hugh. Here I am over here.
Oh.
That's not me you're talking to. That's Jane Withers.
Oh. Hello, Mr. Murphy.
Hello, Janie. You know Hugh Herbert?
Oh, sure. Hiya, Mr. Herbert.
Hello, Jane. Come on, I'll introduce you to everybody in the show. You know George Murphy? Jane Withers, George Murphy. George Murphy, Jane Withers. And I hope the four of you will be very happy. Now, let's see. Where was I? Oh, yes, I was standing over there by the door. Good heavens, no, I'm gone. Where am I?
Oh, here you are, right here. You're introducing me to the people on this show.
I'll take it, Huey. Jane, this is our orchestra leader, Oscar Bradley.
Hello, Jane.
Well, hello, Mr. Bradley. Oh, boy, it sure is a pleasure to be on a program with someone my own size.
I'm not so small, am I, George?
Small? Why, at rehearsal this afternoon, you were chased up the bull fiddle by a termite.
Oh, yes. Speedy little devil, wasn't he?
Well, men, how about me? What do you say? Don't I get presented to the lady?
Oh, I know who you are. How are you, Mr. Crosby?
Fine. And you, Jane?
Oh, just swell. Say, you must know my father. Lots of times he talks about your horses.
Really? What does he say?
Well, I don't know. You see, when he uses that kind of language, Mommy always sends me into the other room.
Well, you just come out to my house anytime. I've got four kids, and they talk about my horses, too.
Oh, really? What do they say?
Well, I don't know. They always send me in the other room.
Oh, I understand. Well, thanks for inviting me. I'll come out sometime.
Hey, wait a minute. Who are you guys?
Who are we?
Wait a minute. That's right. Who are we?
We're not Judge Hardy's family. We haven't the healthy Hardy tone, and none of us look like Louis Stone. He said if we did, he'd sure disown his family. Hugh Herbert is known to all of you, so honestly, folks, we can't be you. There isn't a doubt, we never can shout out. Woo-hoo! We're not the great Bing Crosby man. But here's a father of fame, you bet. A papa who raised his own quartet. We never could hope to get results like Crosby can. And we can't be Lawrence Tibbett.
One of us would sound so sad.
But when four of us are singing, then we sound four times as bad. So there's only one name left for us.
I know, ladies and gentlemen, the Yacht Club Boys. Well, I'm glad to see you. How are you?
Yacht Club Boys?
Yes, officer. The Yacht Club Boys in person.
Well, here's the ticket. You parked your yacht in front of a fire hydrant.
Oh, now you're in for it.
Don't worry about us. We've got influence.
Influence?
Yep, plenty.
We've been gentlemen of the jury since the 13th day of May. For guys who haven't got a dime, $4 a day ain't hay.
We know the tricks of lawyers and we always call their bluff.
We never stoop to take a bribe
unless it's big enough.
As gentlemen of the jury, we appear in thoughts of geek. We really aren't thinking, we're just catching up on sleep. That's why the lawyers shout at us, but still we never budge. How can they hope to wake us
when they can't wake up the judge?
We're gentlemen of the jury, and no matter what we do, we're four good men and true. We're gentlemen of the jury, and we lead judicial lives. We tried a man for bigamy who married seven wives.
Of course we found him innocent. It took but little time. To manage seven wives should be an art and not a crime.
We're gentlemen of the jury, and we're married men, of course. That's why we're always glad to give a husband his divorce.
We tried a man who beat his wife. He gave her 30 smacks.
We fined him $50 plus a small amusement tax.
We're gentlemen of the jury, and in everything we do, we're four good men and true.
Now we'll take you into court, and if you're from Missouri, we'll show you just what happened when the judge addressed the jury. His Honor, the court.
Now, he's guilty. Woo-hoo. No, he's innocent. Now go to the jury room and decide the prisoner's fate. Go on. Last one in is a sissy.
Okay. Well, fellow jurors, we are here on very serious business. Before we deliberate, I'd like to ask a very important question.
What is it, Mr. Foreman?
Who's got a deck of cards?
Don't stop that. Let's wash this case up and get out of here. My wife's waiting for me, too. Let's stay in here as long as we can.
Will you fellas keep quiet? I'm trying to write poetry. How do you like this one? Sing a song of sixpence, pocket full of rye. 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in the pie. When the pie was open, the birds yelled, gee, wasn't it hot in there?
Oh, quit that junk.
Say, listen, how are you guys going to vote, innocent or guilty?
I'm not quite sure. I think he did it, but I don't think he meant it.
I wonder if he did it.
I wonder if we'll send him up.
I wonder what became of Sally.
Oh, let's get out of here. I want to see my horse run in the fifth tomorrow, and it looks like we'll be here a week yet.
You'll still get out before he finishes.
Hey, fellas! I got another one. I once had a $5 bill. I hid it neath the windowsill. My wife decided to clean the house. I once had a $5 bill.
That's terrible. Come on, let's take a vote and get out of here. How do you vote? Count off.
Guilty.
I mean innocent. I mean guilty.
Oh, it's the judge.
No fair, Judge. No fair. You can't be on the jury, too. It's against the law.
Oh, I know. It's very irregular. Very irregular. But I took both jobs because I needed the money. I'll sentence myself later for this.
How did you want us to vote when you made that speech, Judge?
Well, who knows? It's a stock speech. I use it for every case.
Come on, let's finish the vote.
Okay, I say guilty.
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 Innocent.
Innocent? You're the only one that's holding us up. Do you really think he's innocent?
No, I really think he's guilty.
Then why did you vote innocent?
Because I like this job, and if he hadn't done it, I wouldn't be here.
Oh.
We're gentlemen of the jury who deserve the public's praise. We never give a verdict till we've argued it for days. We know the technicalities, the ifs and ands and buts. We're not so good in business,
but in court we are the nuts.
We're gentlemen of the jury, and we don't mind telling you.
The ladies adore us when they come before us.
At home we're neglected, but here we respect
us. As four good men and true.
Thank you very much, fellas. That was grand, grand.
Say, Mr. Murphy.
Yes, what is it, Jane?
Say, would it be all right if I brought my little dog on this program? Oh, he does the cutest tricks.
Well, that would be novel. What kind of tricks does he do?
He's simply wonderful. When you ask him how much is 2 and 2, he jumps through a hoop, stands on his head, wiggles his ears, and barks 5 times.
5 times? 2 and 2 is 4, not 5. That's the wrong answer.
Yeah, but can you jump through a hoop and wiggle your ears?
Now, wait a minute. I don't want any trouble with you, Janie. Besides, we haven't time for animal acts on this program.
Well, gee whiz, that's just because you're slow. You know, I can do in 1 minute what you do in 30.
George, the child is right. You're right. You know that this is an age of speed. You know that Jesse Owens in 9 seconds runs 100 yards? You know that in 2 minutes I can be in Pasadena?
Well, what's stopping it?
Well, you know what I mean.
All right, Jane, let's see you do this whole program in a minute.
All right. Little Oscar, on your mark, get set, go!
Welcome, Gil Show, Jane Withers.
Goodies, here's Bing Cross.
This can't be lovely.
Thanks, Bing. Commerce, Connie.
Go.
I guess that takes care of you. Here's Hugh Herb.
Woo.
Thank you. Now, is there anyone else?
How about us?
Who are you?
We're gentlemen.
Thanks, gents. And here's Oscar Bradley and his orchestra playing a medley. Thanks. Connie Commerce.
Go.
Next week news show, you're an Aunt Jane with. This is the Column.
Thank you, Jane. And now while you go find a midget to sponsor your program, Shorty Bradley will shinny up the podium and accompany that Crosby man in a song from Bing's latest Paramount picture, Paris Honeymoon. And the name of the song is I Have Eyes.
I have eyes to see with, but they see only you. For you have eyes that put the very stars to shame. I have lips to sigh with, what else am I to do? When you have lips that fill my very soul with flame. Tonight, you're near to me in a light bright as day. But you're so dear to me, I could see you even miles away. I have eyes to see with, and yet when we're apart, I close my eyes and see with my heart.
Hello,
you're near to me in a light bright as day. But you're so dear to me, I could see you even miles away. I have eyes to see with, and yet when we're apart, I close my eyes and see with my heart.
Ah, you really dream it, really dream it, son. You are a solid send-in killer-diller. And now, a few words from my good friend John Conte.
You've all heard those two famous old proverbs, a stitch in time saves nine, and the best is cheapest in the long run. Well, it's interesting to see how closely those wise old sayings are followed by your neighborhood Good Gulf dealer. A stitch in time saves nine. Your Good Gulf dealer follows that rule when he checks your tires and your battery and your radiator. He knows that simple precautions like those are really necessary to help guard against possible trouble later on. And your Good Gulf dealer believes in that other proverb, too. The best is cheapest in the long run. That's why he features quality products like Gulf Pride Motor Oil and Gulf No-Nox Ethyl Gasoline. Products that save you money on repair bills and on upkeep expenses. So won't you accept our invitation? Stop where you see the orange disc and make the Good Gulf dealer your dealer.
At this point, our big little music maestro, Oscar Bradley, comes out from behind his baton to direct the orchestra from the top of a 10-foot ladder in a special arrangement of You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. Ladies and gentlemen, the trend in entertainment lately has been toward the family angle, the sweet, wholesome goings-on of the average American family circle. Tonight, the Gulf Screen Guild show presents a preview of a new family entitled The Nittlewitz Family at Home, as adapted by Bing Crosby from a bookie of the same name. This is a copyrighted sketch. Anyone using it in whole or in part is just a dirty old stealer, so there. We find Papa Nittlewitz, played by Hugh Herbert, at home with Susie Nittlewitz, played by Jane Withers, waiting for Joe Nittlewitz, played by Bing Crosby, who is reading about Seabiscuit, played by Millions.
Wrong number. Goodbye. Wrong number. Goodbye. Hello?
Wrong number. Goodbye.
Oh, what a bore he is. Gab, gab, gab all day long. Why does the phone always ring at dinner time? Hello?
Fire! Fire! Your house is on fire!
Oh, what a stop you are. It ain't my house. I only rent it. Goodbye. Some people are so silly. Fire. Oh, what a predicament. Fire all around me, and here I am without any popcorn. Fire, Susie! Susie!
Yes, Daddy? Daddy.
House on fire.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yes? The finance company took the coal back this morning.
Oh, never mind that. Where's dinner? Where's dinner?
It's ready, but I can't get this leg of lamb on the platter.
What's the matter? Is it too heavy?
Oh, I don't know. Every time I get close to it, it kicks me.
Oh, why? Just feel the heat from that fire. Marvelous. That bedroom set upstairs is made of hardwood. It burns beautifully.
Oh, look. The flames are licking the roof.
Hey, isn't that cute, isn't it?
Yes.
Hey, what's the idea of stirring the chicken broth with Mama's lipstick?
I'm making tomato soup.
Oh, you shouldn't touch your mother's cosmetics. Last night, the eyes and the potatoes had mascara on them. Very, very attractive, very attractive, but tasted awful. Ooh, tasted awful.
Hi, fellas. Where's dinner? I'm hungry.
Hello, Joe. The house is on fire.
Yeah, I know. I called up the fire department. Then I called the insurance company.
Insurance company?
Yeah, and they said they'd send over a man to pay for everything that was burned.
Good work, Joe. Then what did you do?
Well, I called back the fire department and told them to wait a while.
Oh, wonderful. 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 Susie, give Joe a cookie.
Hey, what's the matter here? What's this? There's 6 inches of water on the floor.
Oh, you know, you're right. You're perfectly right. Very observing young man. I thought it felt kind of damp in here.
Oh, I get it. I left the water running in the bathtub this morning and forgot to turn it off.
Oh, of all the forgetful... Oh, here we got a bathtub? Bath water. Well, what a relief. That explains everything. I wonder what those ducks were doing in the living room.
I'm sorry. I'll turn it off when I go upstairs, but come on, let's eat.
Yeah, let's. Ah, this is fine. Certainly is a pleasure to wade home to a good meal.
Yeah. Hey, this soup is good. Yeah, but it's too hot. Scoop me up a glass of water, will you?
Gee, look, asparagus. I didn't know we had asparagus.
Oh, that's my hand, asparagus. By the way, Dad, did you fix the wall with that plaster of Paris I left in the kitchen?
Plaster of Paris? I thought it was flour I made the bread with it.
Oh, you did? Well, that's a fine thing. How do you expect me to sink my teeth into a piece of toast made of plaster of Paris?
I expect me to get my heart.
Here, Dad, I'll break it for you.
Oh, thanks.
Daddy, pass the milk.
Here, I'll have some, too.
Here you are, Daddy, dear.
How about you, son?
Thanks, I've had some milk.
Take the cow off the table.
Say, by the way, where's Mom?
I haven't seen Mom since she played third base for Peoria in the 3-I League. I wonder where she is now.
I remember. Your mother left a note saying she was running away with the circus.
A note? What did it say?
I don't know. I didn't read it. It wasn't addressed to me. It was for the milkman. He told me.
Gee, I'd like to see Mom again.
Yeah, yeah,
don't worry, children. When the circus comes to town, we'll all go down and throw peanuts at her.
Oh, goody.
Gosh, Dad, this is awful. Mom's gone and left.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's horrible. I can't stand it. Pass me the gravy.
Oh, don't take it so hard, Dad.
I hate to bring it up again at a time like this, kids, but the water on the floor is getting mighty high.
Oh, now there's nothing to worry about. It isn't very high.
Oh, no. Look what's cruising in the door.
Catching anything, fellas? I got the limit. Well, I'll see you later.
This is more than I can stand, more than I can stand. Help me to the sofa. Let me lie down. There, that's all right. Hey, turn on the lights. Who turned off the lights?
Nobody. You're lying face down.
I wonder why the darkness had wrinkles in it. Oh, well, turn me over.
All right, Dad. Well, hey, Dad, come back here. Now look what you've done, Susie. Wasn't bad enough that Ma's gone, but now Dad's floated away. You'll catch it if a storm comes up and he sinks. Who is it?
Fire department.
Come in. Well, hello. Hello, hello, folks. How are you?
What did you break the door down for?
Well,
open. Gee,
I gotta have my fun, too. Well, help yourself. The fire's upstairs.
Oh, yes, but it'll be down in a minute.
Oh, no, the fire's out. Pretty bad fire, too.
You managed to save anything?
One or two things. The boys are upstairs chopping them up now.
Fine thing.
Incidentally, that guy that went out of here on a sofa just got arrested for going through a red light.
Well, anyway, we know where he is. Say, fireman, did you catch the person who started this fire?
No, but I think we will. Whoever left the electric curling iron turned on started the fire.
Uh-oh. I've got to be going. So long.
Oh, just a minute, small fry.
What?
Small fry, you're too young for the follies. Small fry, stick to your paper dollies. My, my, put down that powder puff. Take it from a pal, you're smooth enough.
Oh, you're just saying that.
Small fry, you want your dresses longer.
Yes, and what's more, I want my cup of cocoa stronger.
My, my, now you just listen here to me. You ain't no queen, you're just a little bee. You're getting tired of your toys.
And kind of dreaming about boys.
Keep out of this, George.
Oh, yes.
You too.
Oh, yes. If you send valentines to Bill, how come you send them to Phil? You'll never be a big success, yes. Small fry.
Now what can I do for you?
Small fry. Bedtime stories bore you.
Seems I should take you cross my knee. You ain't no queen, you're just a little bee. You get to bed at 8, it's true. Then you read Look until 2. Oh, me.
Oh, my.
Small fry.
Now, look here, Bingo. I have something to say to you, too. Tall fry, oh, you're betting on the pony.
Quiet, small change, or I'll spin.
Oh, you got a stable full of ponies.
My. This filly is a wretch.
Yeah, and so are all your fillies in a stretch.
You've got the pinochle deck in your pocket.
What happened to Ma's wedding ring? Did you, huh?
Not so loud.
Oh, yes.
You signed your own report card last night.
Well, why don't you learn how to write? Then you will be a real success.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Small oats, your ears ain't hardly dry ones. You sing notes, yes, but you can't reach the high ones.
Oh, now, why don't you break down and confess? You ain't the biggest catfish on the CBS.
You're just the pesty brat and curl.
Oh, you're just allergic to girls.
Woe me.
Woe my small fry.
Thank you, Hugh Herbert, Jane Withers, the Yacht Club boys, and Bing Crosby.
Thank you, George. And could I interpose a word here? Speaking for the people in tonight's cast, may I say we've been happy to be a part of the show and give a hand in the work of the Motion Picture Relief Fund. We're proud to have a part in establishing a home for the aged and indigent people from every branch of the motion picture industry. The Gulf Oil Companies and the good Gulf dealers who make this program possible have our heartiest thanks. Special thanks also to the radio audience. We hope that you'll enjoy these programs in the future and that you'll continue to give them your support.
Thank you very much, Bing Crosby. And don't forget, audience, next week, a dramatic show with Olivia de Havilland, Spencer Tracy, and a cast of featured players, written by Lawrence Stallings and directed by Frank Lloyd. This is George Murphy saying thank you for the motion picture industry and the Gulf Oil Companies. Good night.
Next week, same time, same station, the good Gulf dealer in your neighborhood joins the Gulf Oil Companies in welcoming you to another Screen Guild show with Olivia de Havilland and Spencer Tracy. We are grateful to Warner Brothers for Hugh Herbert, to 20th Century Fox for Jane Withers, and to Paramount for Bing Crosby, and to Frank Lesser for special lyrics for his Small Fry. This Can't Be Love is from the boys from Syracuse, drums in my heart from through the years. John Conte speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.